out a further escalation of tensions with Russia, but he criticized what he said was too much panic weighing on the economy. He spoke after Russian President Vladimir Putin said the United States and NATO had not addressed Moscow's main security demands in the East-West standoff over Ukraine, but that he was ready to keep talking. Speaking at a news conference, Zelensky said, quote, "I don't consider the situation now more tense than before. There is a feeling abroad that the war is here. That's not the case." He said that was the message he gave U.S. President Joe Biden in their phone call on Thursday, and Russia was trying to intimidate Ukraine. Zelensky said the main risk for his country was destabilization from within, including an economic crisis. A bridge in the northeastern U.S. city of Pittsburgh collapsed on Friday, hours before President Joe Biden was due to arrive in the former steel city to highlight his efforts to strengthen the country's infrastructure. Authorities say 10 people sustained injuries, all of them minor, when the snow-covered span collapsed into a wooded gully at about 6 a.m. Biden was told of the bridge collapse and will proceed with his trip as planned, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said. The collapse highlights Biden's call for massive investment in the nation's aging bridges, highways, and other infrastructure, which the president sees as a vital step in assuring the economy's long-term health, along with addressing supply chain shortage and revitalizing manufacturing. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Kurdish-led forces in northeast Syria on Friday found the bodies of 18 fellow fighters inside a prison that the Islamic State group attacked last week, a war monitor reported. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Wednesday they had recaptured the facility following a January 20th Islamic State jailbreak attempt that sparked days of clashes inside the facility and in surrounding areas. But mop-up operations are still underway in the prison, where Kurdish forces say dozens of jihadists remain holed up. During a sweep on Friday, the SDF, backed by Kurdish internal security forces, found the bodies of 18 fighters killed by jihadists, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The War Monitor, which relies on a network of sources inside Syria, also reported that an overnight airstrike near the jail carried out by the U.S.-led coalition battling the Islamic State killed 7 jihadists. The death toll now since January 20th stands at 260, including around 180 ISIS jihadists, 73 members of Kurdish-led forces, and 7 civilians, according to the observatory. Rwanda said Friday it would reopen its land border with Uganda next week after a 3-year closure, a major breakthrough in repairing relations between the neighbors. The move follows a visit to Kigali by Uganda's president's son last weekend, when he and Rwandan President Paul Kagame pledged to restore relations. The border was abruptly closed in February 2019 as political tensions between Kigali and Kampala spiraled, with the two East African nations trading accusations of espionage, abductions, and meddling. Rwanda's foreign ministry said in a statement that the main border post would reopen on January 31st. The West African bloc ECOWAS on Friday accused Mali's ruling junta of seeking to stay in power for years and warned sanctions would remain in place as military leaders had showed no, quote, political will to hold elections. After 2 coups since 2020, Mali's military rulers reneged on a promise to hold elections by the end of next month, saying needed political reforms meant it could take up to 5 years to hold the vote. Leaders from the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, imposed economic and diplomatic sanctions on Mali in response, with the backing of the U.S., European Union, and former colonial power, France. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
It's on VOA 1.